Today we have a very short gospel from Matthew chapter 18, beginning at verse 12, and it is the parable of the sheep that had gone astray, and how the shepherd goes out diligently to find that sheep and bring it back to the fold. Now the Lord had just said in the verse before this that the Son of Man has come to save what was lost. Our Lord is the Good Shepherd. He's the one who the Heavenly Father sent in this world to redeem us, to save us from our sins. So one of the most beautiful images of Jesus is the Good Shepherd. And Jesus certainly is that Good Shepherd. And we are his flock. We are his sheep. And when the sheep get lost or when the sheep go astray, it says that the Good Shepherd leaves the 99 in the hills. And this does not mean that they're unprotected. They'd be kept safe with the other shepherds. They would be protected. But the Good Shepherd will go and search for the stray sheep. Now, this parable is also in St. Luke, but in St. Luke, it's slightly different. In that parable, the sheep is lost. In this parable, the sheep has gone astray. So there's a slight difference in those two parables. You know, the lost sheep, of course, perhaps through no fault of its own, had accidentally wandered off. Whereas in this parable, sometimes the sheep go astray. Maybe they see something, some food, and they deliberately leave the flock. So either way, though, the good shepherd goes out after the lost sheep, or he goes after the sheep that had deliberately strayed from the flock. And I think this is very important because, of course, the Lord is reminding us that we have to be part of God's rescue team. We have to be the shepherds to go out after the lost sheep. And as you know, in America today, the largest population of Christians in America is Catholics. The second largest Christian denomination is fallen away Catholics. So fallen away Catholics are number two, right after Catholics. That's how many we have. I think the number I heard recently was only about 30% of Catholics go to Mass faithfully every single Sunday, which means that 70% of our people have gone astray. And so it's our job as priests, of course, to be those good shepherds, to try to win back those sheep, to go out after them, whether it be the prisons, the hospitals, the nursing homes, or even visiting families, etc. But a shepherd cannot do it by himself. He needs sheepdogs, right? And that's what all of you are. Practicing Catholics are the sheepdogs. You have to go out and round up the lost sheep. And it's a very complimentary title, right? Sheepdogs, because you're out there to bring back the lost sheep. And it's so important because we have so many lost sheep out there right now. And it says that the Heavenly Father rejoices when one of these lost sheep comes back to the fold. So you have to be part of the rescue squad. You have to be part of the rescue team to help us as priests, and whether it be priests or pastors or bishops or cardinals or popes, that we are the shepherds and we need help. And so always be on the lookout on how to evangelize, how to help save souls. It might be somebody at the grocery store that you can strike up a conversation with and invite them to the church. Maybe by putting that car magnet on the back of your car, you might remind somebody to come back to church, or a pro-life bumper sticker. There are so many different ways to evangelize, and primarily through love and kindness and friendliness. That is the best way. At work, in the neighborhood, because your neighbors see you driving off to Mass every Sunday, that's a very good witness. And I guarantee on your very street, there are fallen away Catholics, non-Catholics, and people that, you know, would come back to the Lord if they were invited. So that's what we should take from today's gospel. There are many lost sheep. Some accidentally get lost, some stray. But either way, the good shepherd goes out after the sheep. Again, but we as priests need help, and that's your job. You're the ones out there in the world, in the marketplace, in the restaurants, in the businesses, and your job is to get to know people and to bring them closer to the Lord and help the lost sheep come back.